W2T, W4DJW, still around, Rusty? Nothing heard. W4DJW clear.
JW, KM4, UBG. How you doing this morning, Dave?
Hey, Kevin. I already started working, but I was here. I heard the conversation. I heard Rusty in there. I figured he might still be around. I need some confirmation from him that he got an email I sent him.
Yeah, I've been here for a few minutes this morning and talking about my gadget that I got put up this weekend and or yesterday. And I don't know, man. I don't know if it's propagation or... or a dead spot. I'm saying I'm leaning toward a dead spot.
Well, I was listening to that too. Gary, EEY, made a recommendation, you know, about lowering the angle and bringing the antenna down. You use what works. So having one down there close to the earth works really good for what you need. Put it down there close to the earth. And of course, that's unless you want one that does everything. Then that makes it a little bit difficult.
It was the 1-9 repeater last night, you know, because every once in a while that thing, you know, it goes to crap every once in a while. You know, sometimes it comes in really well, and I guess to the conditions up on that mountain, you know, I guess it changes a lot, you know, with wind blowing and everything else, because they said it was real windy up there last night. So, I don't know, man. I'm going to experiment a couple more days with it. I got a really big bird's nest of coax that I got to, you know, get unraveled and separate them. And, you know, I got a big old pile of coax laid in the backyard. There's 151 feet. And I had it rolled up around the air condition sticking out the window. And I don't know, I just tossed it all on the ground last night so I'd have enough slack to stand that thing up. But I kind of got the 2-2-meter beams like they're stacked, you know. They're about 9 feet apart. And the 6-meter beam is up about 5 feet past that one. And then I got the Ringo Ranger up top, but I don't know, man. It just, Ringo Ranger went all to pieces on me last night.
Well, you make another good point. People tend to think that VHF is rock solid all the time, 100%. You get it working in one position, and you're good from then on out. It is not that way. It's not that way by a long shot. You can have atmospheric ducting come in, and you can get somebody from Texas, and they'll come in 1 minute, and they'll be gone the next. So it is not what people think it is. All right? Conditions change, especially with temperature inversions, and we're going from freezing at night to 70 degrees today. I think it's forecasted for hitting close to 70. Conditions change on VHF a lot like they do on HF. It's just they don't happen as often, so people get a tendency to think they don't happen at all, but that's not true. Anyway, I got somebody pinging me, so I need to switch over to that. But think about that. Think about what Gary said. And VHF isn't as rock solid as everyone wants to assume it is. Anyway, I got to hop out because somebody's pinging me at work. W4DJW.
I am thinking about that, but I'll say 73s and we'll holler at you later. KN4UBG, I'll be clear. UBG, W1RER. UBG, how you doing this morning?
We're doing all right, Kevin. We're doing all right. How you doing?
After slaving that pole up there last night. Boy, that thing was a monster. Trying to get that thing up where it needed to go.
I'm far away from you. If you ever need a hand, give a call.
Now, I'm going to experiment with this thing a little bit longer, man. I mean, some of the repeaters, I couldn't really get that good. I got real good, but the 1-9 machine last night, I don't know if it was acting up or what, but I don't know. It, you know, on the 13B2, I had four solid bars blinking six. And it was laying on the flat side last night at about a 45-degree angle. And it was
kindly aimed a little bit northwest. And I just don't understand it, man. I mean, I was hitting the 1.9 repeater good with it. I had about 8 bars on it, but I stood it up last night. I don't know if having the Yagi 14 element high gain up there vertical and having the 13B2 up there vertical, I don't know if they're interfering with each other. But I'm going to experiment with them a little bit longer and see how it works out. And in the meanwhile, I've got to try to get them 2 trees down.
Actually, the one radio I gotta read it a little bit more so I can start using it, that, you know, up on those frequencies and stuff. I know it's 2 meter 440, so, and it's got everything in there.
Thing, man, that's the main thing. Well, I mean, I got the gadget up. You know, I got it all put together last night. My Ringo Ranger went to pieces on me. I don't know why. I think it didn't. I'm getting a dead short somewhere. I don't know why. I gotta figure that out.
They have one of those launchers.
Oh, and a kid's bow. That's what I do. I do 40-pound fishing line through the tree and tie the rope to it, pull it through the tree. That's how I've got the dipoles up so far.
A launcher. I've been trying to buy one. I haven't even found one. So I guess this dipole I want to put up. And then the other thing I have to figure out is which way I want to put it, north and south or east and west.
It seems to pick up good and, you know, everything from north to south. You know, that gives you broadside, you know, east to west. I mean, it'll pick up stuff coming out of Cuba and places like that down in there, you know, Puerto Rico and all that. I mean, it does pretty good from north to south.
We'll have to keep that in mind. I'm going to look one more time and try to figure out exactly how much rope I'm going to need. The line's already on it, so I'm going to keep it there and also figure out how much coax I got to get, too.
Yeah, I cut my LMR 400. I cut me 2 strands at between 150 and 151 feet. And I figured that'd be funny when I go up that tower. I'm going to come down, you know, with the 2-meter stuff. I'm going to come down a little bit off the, probably about 30 foot up the tower before I get to the ground and jump over to the side of the house that way. And I figure it'll work out pretty good that way, because that way it'll give me close to 30, you know, it'll give me close to 30 foot swing and it'll give me 20 foot to play with wherever I decide to go in at. Might be going back through the window where I'm going through now. Took me a 2x4 and turned it up long ways in the window and put the window down, screwed it to the 2x4 and screwed the top of the window to where, you know, nobody can't raise it. And I've been using that 2x4 to go through the window with. But they make an actual plate that's actually made for a window. I'll probably get one of them later on.
Yeah, thinking about that too, but the only window where I'm moving the shack to is in front of the house, so that's not too good. Hey, I'll be back in a minute. I'm at a drive-thru picking up a few things at the pharmacy. I'll catch you in a little bit. WYRER.
Hey, man,
well,
I'm going to jump out of here right quick, and I got a few more things to do here. Took down a door this morning, getting ready to put one back up, and I'll jump back in here in a little bit. And we'll say 73, so you can be careful on the wheels out there. KN4, UBG, I'll be clear.